This is WKAR Online. A number of professional sports in America trace their roots to the school playground. Basketball, baseball, football, and even hockey. But can you make a career out of skipping rope? As it turns out, yes. Adrienne Bonhegyi began her jump rope career growing up in Hungary. She won 3 world titles before auditioning for the acclaimed touring company Cirque du Soleil. She'll perform with the company next week in East Lansing when Cirque du Soleil presents its show, Kidam. WKAR's Kevin Lavery asked Bonhegyi to explain the show's storyline.
And the story of the show is about a young girl who is being neglected by her parents, and she's looking for excitement and adventures in her life. So she's guided through the journey by the different characters who bring joy and happiness into her life.
And how does your role fit into the overall scheme?
Mm-hmm. Jump rope is about 7 minutes long, and there are lots of performance on the stage at the same time. We are about 20 in different colors, characters, costumes, and we create a kind of a playground with lots of joy and energy. And what you can see during the jump rope act is solo skipping, duo skipping, group skipping, double dutch, very high speed manipulation, acrobatics. So everyone is involved a bit from the other act as well.
Now, you grew up in Hungary skipping rope, and you became both a European and a world champion. How have you been able to turn what began for you as a childhood talent into a professional career?
I did a competitive jump rope for a long time. And about 7 years ago, I decided that I would like to do more performances. And that's when I applied for a Cirque du Soleil job. So we went to an audition and I could demonstrate my jump rope skills. And it's a big transition once you get selected to be part of Cirque du Soleil or one of their shows. You have to bring out the performer from yourself. And that's a kind of a challenge for people or athletes who come from a competitive world. We have a training in Montreal for about 2-3 weeks where we work with the choreographers and lots of other people who help us to recreate, reinvent ourselves as performers. So I need to learn how to express feelings a little bit more, how to play with facial expressions and with the body. It's a very interesting experience, and you can feel how much it helps when you are on the stage.
Do you have any particularly memorable performances that you look back on in your career anywhere around the world where the Cirque du Soleil seems to be the most popular?
I think there are different places, and most of the time the reaction from the audience is very enthusiastic. But for me, I think one of the best performances was in Ottawa in Canada, and Halifax. We had full house, and the people were really alive. They were with us for sure during the whole show.
Do you ever have any opportunity in the places you visit to spend any time at all and meet some of the people and get a sense of some of the local flavor?
Mm-hmm. Normally, we have 2 days off, so that gives us enough time to look around a little bit in the city. But since the pace of the arena tour is very fast, we change the city every week. Some of us prefer to take a little rest. It depends on the personality. I like to look around and explore as many things as possible in a new place.